Hello, my name is Natalia, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. First of all, are you registered to vote in Florida?
I'm what?
Are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes, I am.
Am I speaking with Alejandro Johnson?
Yes. How long is this going to take?
It will be quick. It's just about 5 questions.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. What are the chances of your voting on the August 20th primary election for the U.S. Senate, the Florida legislature, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or don't you think you will vote? If you already have voted, please say so.
I always vote.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you plan to vote in the Republican primary or the Democratic Party?
The Democratic Party.
Thank you. In what year were you born?
1947.
Thank you. One second. Okay. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic and Latino descent?
I am.
Okay. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gotten off on the wrong track?
All on the wrong track.
Okay, now I am going to read you the name of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, please say so. We are also in the middle of the service, so I will be done quickly. Thank you so much for your time. The first one says Joe Biden, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard of.
Very favorable.
We also have Chad Klitzman, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard of.
What's the name? What's the name?
I'm sorry. The name is Chad Klitzman.
I don't know who he is.
And we also have Rodney W. Jacobs Jr., very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard of.
I had never heard of them.
We also have Barbara Cherif, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
Never heard of them.
And we also have Kamala Harris. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
Very favorable.
Now, if the Democratic primary for the Florida state were held today and the candidates in your district were Rodney W. Jacobs Jr., Chad Klitzman, and Barbara Cherif, for whom would you vote? Rodney W. Jacobs.
I have no idea what they do and who they are. I would have to research that.
Okay, well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean? Rodney W. Jacobs Jr., Chad Klitzman, or Barbara Cherif?
I have no idea. I don't know who they are.
Okay, thank you. Still thinking about the Democratic primary elections, please tell me which one of these issues is the most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate. We have education, home and property insurance, health care, jobs and wages, climate change and the environment, protecting reproductive rights, voting rights, LGBTQ rights, another one.
Protective reproductive right.
Thank you so much.
What was the other one? You only pick one?
Yes. Just okay. The most important one to you.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you just a few questions for a
Wait a minute. You told me it was about 5 questions. We answered about 10 questions. I have things to do. That's not
okay.
Fair.
This is for statistical purposes only. It's just about the last 3 questions. We are at 83% complete. I will be quick.
Okay, go ahead. You have 3
okay.
more questions.
Thinking in political terms, do you think that you are a liberal person, moderate person, or conservative person?
Liberal person.
Would you say very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very liberal.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College graduate.
Okay, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just the first name?
My first name is Alejandro.
Okay, thank you so much. That was it. Thank you so much for your time. Have a nice day.